about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you gonna tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's just see how beautiful. 46 and sunny. That's the good news. The bad news, 90% chance of rain on Thanksgiving. And in fact, it is the only time over about an 8, 9, 10-day period where rain is even in the forecast. The only day. By the way, next Monday for Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night, not that we're bowling outdoors, sunny and 55. That's good news. That's real good news. If you're running a big event, you want good weather. Terry McCormick will be with us at some point. I know he's out at the Titans. Their practice schedule got moved around a little bit. So no daily Titans update at the moment. That will come later. We say hello to Coach Watson Brown, who joins us from the Plateau. Watson, how are you?
Hello, George Plaster. How are you doing?
You know, I'm hanging tough.
You hanging tough? You're getting ready to get Monday going?
Yeah.
Been a little busy?
Yes, I have been. I've got a few new celebs to announce.
Good.
By the way, I think Terry just pulled up. So
you hear him clinking up?
There he is. Wow, in all his glory. Not wearing any of that Yankee crap. It's a good day. Watson, you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm just listening to the man, the myth, the legend.
Yes. Okay, got three new celebs to announce. Crispy. My buddy Terry Crisp. I will say it this way. If you don't like Terry Crisp, you are the problem. That's number one. Number two, national radio and TV star Clay Travis.
Good.
And number three, and feel free, Ray, to hit the appropriate stuff on number three. That would be Atlanta Braves Gold Glove winner Adam Duvall. Yeah. There will be no New York Yankees in this event.
David Weathers is a former Yankee, though.
I don't think he claims that team.
They won a World Series.
You ever hear him bring up the Yankees?
Yes, when we interviewed him a couple of months ago.
That's a problem. I'd rather he bring up the Padres or what was that?
I said it's on tape, so you can't deny that one.
No, that's going to be hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Watson, those are the three newest celebs that we have added.
Well, you're just getting bigger and better every time you add.
Oh, we're trying.
You started with us lowlies, and then you've worked your way up, so that's pretty good.
Terry, do you consider yourself a lowly?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
I don't really consider myself a celebrity.
Oh, I think if you're in this event, you are hot stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Do you have work to do?
Yes.
Good. Let's get on with it.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
So, Terry, what is the news out there?
Well,
the MASH unit.
I think that is the big news, is the MASH unit. Yeah. Vrabel and Kevin Byard and a couple of other players were made available to us today. Tannehill, I'm assuming, is going tomorrow on his regular Wednesday. But Nick Westbrook-Ikhina was one of the players that we talked to. And I have a feeling, based on what he said, that Nick Westbrook-Ikhina is going to be playing a lot of snaps on offense Sunday in New England. I don't think they're going to have Marcus Johnson, and they may not have A.J. Brown. And, you know, Nick Westbrook-Ikhina said he welcomes the opportunity to, you know, have more responsibility placed on him. He actually had 107 yards receiving Sunday against the Texans, so he may be the one guy that actually has a little bit of a rapport with Ryan Tannehill that's left standing, although Chester Rogers does some as well. But and I want to bring Watson in on this to ask him too, because if A.J. Brown can't play, and I think if he's hurting at all, to me the smart move is to sit him out and, you know, go into this game knowing that, you know, it's going to be uphill, but sit him out, get him through the bye week, then get him and Julio Jones both back perhaps, and then with what they would have out there, with no Derrick Henry, no Julio Jones, and no A.J. Brown, I think that makes it tough, not only because you don't have your star players out there, but basically the defense can just play you straight up and do whatever they want to do without having to pay any consequences, really, because they know they're not going to get, probably not going to get burned by Derrick Henry for a 60-yard run or A.J. Brown to turn a 10-yard catch into an 80-yard touchdown. Those sorts of things, you know, the big play capability is what's been missing from this offense ever since Henry was out. And now with A.J. Brown questionable, it really puts them in behind the eight ball.
Well, Terry, I think that's an absolute reason to get back to what they do. You get back to run first and accept 3 yards and then accept three more or four more and have it third and two and three. That's the way they got to play this game. Stay out of those long-distance situations. Defense hold in there tight. And don't get down more than 10, and they can play that game and keep the game close. And that's the way, to me, they've won in the past. So maybe something like this will make them get back to that. I think the game itself will make them get back to that from the Texans. They saw that we're just not going to be a drop-back team. That's not us. Honestly, Terry, who is in the NFL anymore? They're gone. They're gone because these defensive linemen are so good that everybody has gone to run pass, play action pass, doing that. That's what they're doing. The old running shoots and the pure old five outs like the Chargers used, all that's gone. You do not see a team in the NFL doing that anymore.
Not unless they get way behind and have to, throw every down.
Yeah,
you know,
have to.
And the thing of it is, you know, and you can probably provide some light on this. With Derrick Henry was in there, they knew he wasn't going to get every carry, but they knew that of 30 runs, he was going to get 25 of them.
Yeah, and sometimes more.
Yeah. But how much harder is it? Not based on who's more talented or anything like that, but how much harder is it to stay in a good groove running the football when you're splitting three backs with the carries as opposed to one guy getting 90% of it?
I would have thought after coming into game three that would have been settled a little bit more. And I thought that's where they hurt themselves against the Texans, is they didn't run it enough to see which one really would be the guy. Foreman looks more like Derrick Henry to me. He just looks more like Derrick Henry when he runs. I think he fits the style that we do, but that's just me. But I would like to think that you're going to see one of them pop up with close to 20 carries this week.
Well, that's probably the way that they need to try it if they can.
Yeah.
They did add the Hilliard kid to the active roster for this game, which is a good indication that he's going to play because they had already exhausted their two practice squad call-ups for him. So it was either risk him to waivers or promote him if they were going to use him again.
Yeah, and that might mean our third down back might still be nip and tuck, too.
Okay, anything else?
Well, they changed practice today, just a walkthrough. No practice whatsoever. Not surprising, given that they did some things this morning, did a little bit of Thanksgiving Day sort of stuff, you know, as far as community work. But also, given how beat up they are, they probably don't need to risk anything at practice if they can help it.
Okay, that's Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update. Let's get to some other news real quickly. The Giants have fired offensive coordinator and former Dallas Cowboy head coach Jason Garrett after less than 2 years on the job. The move comes as a result of continuing offensive struggles for the Giants, who looked like dog poop last night in Tampa. They're averaging about 18 points a game. And after the loss last night, head coach Joe Judge placed blame on the Giants coaches. I'm assuming he realizes he's a coach.
Good one, George.
Yeah.
Good one. That's,
oh, gosh.
That's, you took your pills this morning, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. He hadn't exactly knocked it dead.
No. Heavens, no. I don't think... I'm not sure he's going to make it through the year.
Oh, I'm not sure he is either. He thinks he's the second coming of Bill Parcells. What he needs to be is the first coming of Joe Judge.
He may be the second coming of Ray Hanley.
Oh, that is bad.
You boys are hot today.
Meanwhile, this story out of Chicago. Bears coach Matt Nagy denying a report that he had been informed he would be fired after Thursday's game against the Detroit Lions, saying he has not spoken to the team's leadership about his job status. He says, quote, "That is not accurate," when he got grilled today about what is a Patch.com report that quoted a top source. Nagy says he has not spoken to owner George McCaskey, team president Ted Phillips, or general manager Ryan Pace this week. The group has regularly scheduled meetings, but skipped it this week because of an already short week of game preparation. I will say this, year one with Nagy was really good, and since then it has gone.
Yeah, and I really think that if the Lions are going to win a game, it might be Thursday. Because they've been playing better. They've had several games this year where they've played close, and the Bears are nothing to write home about. They might get their win on Thursday.
Well, if he loses to Detroit, he won't have to worry about it. He will be fired. Enjoy a football feast this Thanksgiving Day by winning $150 on a $5 bet when you join FanDuel Sportsbook. New customers, this is your chance to gobble up 30-1 odds. Just place your first bet on any NFL team to win on Thanksgiving Day. The games are the Bears versus the Lions, the Raiders against the Cowboys, and the Bills against the Saints. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Things like the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use, safe and secure, and when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. So sign up with promo code WNSR to get in on the action. Celebrate Thanksgiving by winning $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code WNSR when you sign up, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Now to the exciting disclaimer. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for TN users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. TN site credit expires 14 days after receipt. If you have a gambling problem, call TN Redline 800-889-9789. And we will have more coming up on the Plaster Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about the Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kalutis.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, I'm not grumpy.
John, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay.
You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, couple of things real quickly. First of all, best wishes to Nashville SC tonight. They open in the playoffs over at Nissan Stadium at 7 o'clock against Orlando. Go Nashville SC. That's the first thing. Watson?
Sir.
Jeff Brothers played for you, didn't he?
He sure did. Recruited Jeff.
Yeah. We're going to do something a little different here during the 2 o'clock hour. Nashville Christian School and Donaldson Christian go at it in round four of the TSSAA high school football playoffs this weekend, with obviously the winner headed to the big time, to the finals.
Well, I think it is. Is it this weekend?
No, this is round four.
Okay.
Well, you know
what?
I thought
they were both in the championship.
Hold on a second.
I think.
Well, let's just get the coach to tell us.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got that wrong.
Jeff, what's the status? Is this the title game?
Well, George, I hate to say, come on the phone and say you were wrong right away. But
no, that
is the championship game.
No,
it's not this week. It's next week.
Watson, I love
that. That's right. It is next week. Okay, so both of these guys are thrilled. What this is me with my nose too far into a bowling event and not paying enough attention to what's going on. So my apologies.
Well, that's all right. I'll help you keep it between the gutters right here, George. And we do now. This is week four in Division One, and it is a semifinal week for the Division One teams. We have already played our semifinals. We have this week off, and so we'll play against Donaldson Christian next Thursday for the championship down in Chattanooga.
Watson, why don't you start the questions, since you at least knew what it was and when it was.
Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, Coach. How are you? I appreciate getting to talk to you.
Oh, it's been a while. Congratulations to you. Let's start with this. Can you still throw it?
You know what, Coach? I cannot. About 2 years ago, I tore my rotator cuff throwing punch to our rotator guys, and I have not gotten that fixed, and so it's frustrating to not be able to throw it, but I can't do it like I used to. So,
oh, gracious.
Young folks now.
So you got a rotator cuff that you hadn't fixed?
I do. I do. I haven't had time to fix it yet.
That's not good, boy. You need to get that done now when when the season's over.
I mean, yeah, maybe after next week I'll look into it.
I need to come see a spiral out of you still when we –
You need about 6 months to get it figured out.
It'll take that on rotator cuffs. You know that. Oh, man. Is your mom doing good?
She's doing really well. You know, she retired this year, finally, after 38 years. And so she's enjoying spending time with family and grandkids. And
that's fantastic. And come to your games, I'm sure, when she can.
She does. She does. She absolutely does.
Okay, now, Watson, you got to tell people who his mom is and what the connection is.
Mom was my, quote, as today's world, administrative assistant when I was at Vanderbilt for my time there. And we recruited Jeff, and he was a quarterback when I left and went to Mississippi State, a good player. So that's the background. Very proud of Jeff.
How long – she was there forever.
Forever?
38 years.
Good Lord.
Oh, yep. Special lady. Special lady.
She saw a lot of regimes.
Oh.
She did. She was the glue that held it all together.
You got that right.
It was neat, Jeff. I went to see the new coach back in the summer, walked through the facility and everything, and one of the first people I saw was Beverly, so that was neat to see.
Yeah. She served well over there, but she's enjoying her retirement. She knows coming to our games. And, you know, Coach Brown has a lot of fingerprints in this game because Jody Jones, Ashton Jones is the tailback at Donaldson Christian, and Jody and I played together for Coach Brown, and then Brad Gaines' son, Bradford, is the quarterback at Donaldson Christian. Yeah. So Coach had his fingerprints all over this championship game coming up.
That is Snowden. That's what I was going to ask you. How is it to coach against friends and friends' children playing, and they're both very good players? They're probably the two playmakers, aren't they, Jeff?
They are. They both had really good seasons, and you know, it is very. And you've done it before. I know. It's interesting playing against friends because I was talking to somebody today, and I was like, you know, it's almost like going out in the backyard with your brother and duking it out at a basketball goal or playing wiffle ball or whatever, and you're still your brother, but you want to beat him, you know. And so that's how it is with Coach Wade and I. We've known each other for most of our lives, and both grew up here. And, coached together at Christ Presbyterian for a few years, and now to have the opportunity to coach against Brad's son and Jody's son, it's weird, but you want to win. So, last time they got us during the regular season, and kind of funny, the game was over, and we're shaking hands, and you know, I wanted to see Bradford and Ashton and just tell them, you know, how much I appreciated getting to watch them play and how much their dad meant to me. And then you know, hopefully we'll get another shot at him in the championship game, and then here we are. So it'll be fun to do it again.
Well, that is neat, and it's by far, George and Terry, the two best teams made it, in my opinion, from studying this and watching through the year. The two best teams are playing each other in the championship game. I just wish it was in Cookeville, but maybe I can get up and see it and wave at you or something when we get there.
Yeah.
Jeff, how is it, Jeff, where you – I've never done this. In 46 years of coaching, I never played somebody a second time during a season.
Yep.
How is that? Is it easier, harder? Do you worry that you might need to change some things that are different? Just talk through that a little bit.
Well, it's definitely interesting because, you know, you want to think of wrinkles and changes and adjustments, but then you don't want to outthink yourself because you want to do what you do well and continue to do it, even though you know that they know the same thing you know about yourself. You know, your tendencies, your formations, your personnel groups, your better plays, your change-up plays. They've seen it because they've studied it already, and then you played each other head-to-head, so you kind of threw what you had at each other. Kind of interesting. The first go-around, Coach Wade and I both knew that we would probably, if everything played out well, see each other again. So I think both of us probably sort of, you know, fought, you know, 15 rounds throwing just jabs and saving the haymakers, you know. And so maybe this time around there'd be a couple of different things we show, a couple of different things they show. You know, there is no tomorrow after this one. So it's definitely interesting to play one time with the prospect of playing again, but then you're never guaranteed that because – the way the bracket's set up, and you still have to play through a playoff scenario and work your way back to that. But, you know, we both are very similar in style, and they say styles, you know, make fights. So we're both based out of 21 personnel and both like to run the ball downhill, and power and counter and stretch and play action. And we'll spread it out a little bit more than he does. But, you know, I think you don't get here unless you just do what you do really well. So why change now? That's kind of the thought process.
I understand that. And last thing, and George, I'll throw it back to you and Terry. You also have an extra week, which is a little bit like what I'd go through with a bowl.
Right.
And when I did that, Jeff, through the years that I took teams to a bowl or playoffs in the FCS level, you got to be careful because you got that extra time before you know it, you'll put too much in. And,
right.
And you kind of leave your thought processes a little bit. So that's the one thing I'd say to you. And do you think that?
I do. And you know, like I said, you don't want to outthink yourself. You know, so you just want to stick to what you do well, really clean up the execution of what you do, really concentrate on the fundamentals and the game plan. And, you know, we've got some different things we're looking at today and tomorrow, and we'll trim that down after tomorrow and then go into a week's prep.
Yeah.
We play next Thursday, so we'll give ourselves that week to treat it like a normal game week and just zero in on what we're going to work through and kind of trim the fat a little bit from all our crazy ideas we've had by sitting around thinking about it.
Yep. George, no doubt in my mind, it didn't surprise me Jeff's a good football coach because after recruiting him and having him for a while, very sharp guy, very competitive, works hard. I mean, this does not surprise me. And congratulations, Jeff, on that.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. And like I said, it was good to hear from you and talk to you, and I hope I can see you again soon.
Yeah.
Jeff, there was a day on a Vanderbilt bus where Brad Gaines informed me that my nickname was Endoplasmosis, and I informed him that he was living proof that Vanderbilt did take exception admissions. If you had been there the moment I said that, would you have agreed with that?
Look, you're both friends of mine, and I'm pleading the fifth, and I'm playing Switzerland and all of this.
Smart boy.
But wow. I tried to throw a dadgum hand grenade at him, and he dodged it.
Look, if I have to pick a teammate, then I'm going to pick him, unfortunately. If I have to pick a lawyer, I might pick you. So what does that tell you? So
I like it.
No, seriously, Brad is a great friend as well. You know, Brad was my host. Coach Brown might remember this. Brad was my host when I came on my visit.
I do remember that. Yes.
And so he and I had a good time together. And
you know, still came?
Yeah, I sure did. But Brad and I have been close for a long time, and, you know, he's a good friend, and his son's doing a great job. It's just interesting. There were a lot of guys back at the first game from Vanderbilt just watching us play. I got to see some of them, you know, after the game and take pictures and stuff. So It's fun to be in it with somebody that's a friend because you're going happy for them that they've made it. But at the same time, you got to get ready to go out there and win. So that's the goal for sure.
Jeff, I am going to ask a really dumb question. Does the week off allow you to get the celebrating out of the way, and then finally you reach a point where you say, okay, you know, you've had the chance to celebrate it. Now we got to get serious.
Yeah, that's a great question, George, because we won it in 2015 in Division One, and it was, you know, four rounds, and then the next week was the championship game. And so it was very little time to kind of take a breath and relax and enjoy because you were getting ready for another game immediately. But this time around, with this extra week, I've tried to make myself, number one, do it, is to just step back and look at it and take a deep breath and appreciate the journey it took to get to this point and let the kids have fun and enjoy it. Because, you know, in coaching, I've done this. This is my 28th year coaching now, and I've been blessed and fortunate to be a part of a few of these. But for a lot of these guys, this is the only one they get. So I don't want to rob their joy by just putting their nose to the grindstone for, you know, two straight weeks. And, you know, the fact that we have this week to sort of relax or focus, not on the game, but just that we can just enjoy the moment a little bit. And then once we get after Thanksgiving break and come back next week, it'll be right back to, you know, hopefully razor sharp focus and all efforts towards winning the game.
Jeff, is there something you tell a team, because you've been around this block a few times, you've been involved in championship events, is there a piece of helpful advice you think you can give them that while this game is like every other game, no, it isn't. It's for all the marbles.
Yeah, it is. With, you know, the emotion kind of drives the first few minutes of the game and really the lead up into the game. You're so excited to be there and what it all means and that kind of, you know, that kind of rules the moment. But then as soon as they kick off, you know, it becomes a football game and you've got to be able to focus on your assignments. You know, we've talked all year about just skill and discipline when games like this, skill and discipline. You know, you don't have to do extraordinary things. You just do ordinary things extraordinarily well. So that's what we focus on. And when you get to that moment, you just focus on your keys, your assignments, your fundamentals, the execution of the game plan, and you know, you fall back on your training. And then the rest of it kind of takes care of itself. Once the ball's kicked off, it's a football game. And that just goes back to muscle memory. And, you know, hopefully we've been through enough of these games that we're prepared for this. And then the build-up to this is always a lot more draining than the actual, or a lot more distracting than the actual game, I guess I should say.
Terry, really quick question. Jeff, really quick answer.
Jeff, when you've played a team already before in the regular season, how much of that game film do you go back and watch? How much stock can you put into the preparation time that you put in previously?
Well, I think for this, it's important because we are who we are and they are who they are. So there's a lot of consistency between that game and this game. And so you really just look at the things they did to take you out of your game plan and put pressure on you in those weak spots and try to correct that and get some adjustments.
Hey, Jeff, I guess it'd be a good idea not for me to show up for the game this Friday, huh?
No, you can show up to a game, but it won't be our game.
Right. Hey, do one thing for us. You tell your mom happy Thanksgiving for our entire crew.
I'll do it. That's the best thing you've done for me all day. I'll definitely tell.
She's a wonderful lady.
Thanks, George.
Talk to you.
Good luck, Jeff.
Thank you, Coach.
That's Jeff Brothers. He's the head coach at Nashville Christian. And eventually I'll figure out when it is they're playing their title game. Paul Wade from Donaldson Christian will join us next on the Plaster Radio Network.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
He's live.
He's local.
He's George Plaster.
The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
We are back, and as promised, we're about to talk with Donelson Christian head football coach Paul Wade, who is on the line with us. His team's in the title game against Jeff Brothers, Nashville Christian School, a week from now down in Chattanooga. Paul, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, George. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I asked this same question to Jeff. And I guess to me it's almost an NCAA basketball tournament kind of question, in that you guys get a week to sort of celebrate, and then you got to get down to business. Is that week to celebrate helpful rather than having to play it 4 or 5 days later?
Well, I think for schools our size, I think it's most definitely beneficial. We can kind of heal up a little bit. It was our first time to play on turf last Friday, so we've got quite a few cuts and burns and some sore ankles that we are not used to having. So letting those heal up, giving the kids a day off, not having to worry about mamas and Thanksgiving Day, which, you know, Division One guys got to worry about, which is still exciting to do, because we give them off on that day And we'll kind of focus on ourselves the first part of the week and then really concentrate on Nashville Christian at the end of the week moving forward.
So this also came up. You've already played them once. Do you switch anything, or do you basically say, look, what got us here is what we're going to do?
Well, Jeff and I were both on an interview earlier today, and we got posed the same question, and I said, I'll take the fifth. But not we both, and Jeff probably answered this way, we do what we do. We're just going to try to be better at it. And I kind of have the same philosophy. You know, Jeff and I actually coached together with Pack over at CPA back in the early 2000s. And so I've known him a long time and known his teams. This is the first time we've played against each other. And ironically, we're getting to face each other twice in the same year. But we'll try to improve a little bit on what we did well. We'll try to improve on what we didn't do well or decide to throw that out and maybe tweak something else. But as far as changing a whole lot, what got us here is what we do. So we're just going to spend a few extra days and trying to be even better at that.
Watson, say hello to Paul Wade.
Paul, congratulations, man. I know you are so excited.
Thanks, Watson. It is exciting. It's exciting for our community. And it's been a while since I've been in a title game, so it's exciting to be back.
Yeah. Just talk a little bit about it's a neat game for me because I coach Jeff, I coach Jody, and I coach Brad, and you've got the sons of the latter two, and they're both really good players, and I'm so proud of them, dads and their sons. Talk a little bit about both those guys.
Well, first, Coach, there's actually a little farther connection than you know of. My wife is from Cookeville. And she actually took care of your mother's animals, her dogs, when she was in high school.
Oh, my gracious. You are kidding
so,
me.
No, sir. So there's a little bit bigger connection.
Well, that's awesome.
On that basis with you. So I don't want to be left out. So my wife has a connection there. But, yeah, growing up with Brad and our little group of guys that we hung with, it was exciting a couple years ago, or 4 years ago, when he called me about, hey, we're looking to put Bradford, you know, in a Christian environment. And, you know, you just got the job. Can we come over and talk? And he came over and, you know, was excited about being a part of this community. And after we went 0-10 that year with a very JV-ish looking roster, he probably was like, what the heck have we done? And at that time, Jody's boy was in middle school. So he was probably thinking, oh, my gosh, because Jody still relished the days of yesteryear when he played and DCA was, you know, a pretty dominant force back then in Division One, but it is exciting to coach guys that either I grew up with, and I'm actually coaching guys that I coached back in the 90s when I was at DCA, because I was here from 92 to 99. Coach George McIntyre actually hired me. He was the head coach here and interim headmaster, so there's a big-time Vanderbilt connection here. And he hired me in 92. I was a graduate assistant at Tennessee Tech where I played, and so there's another connection. And you know, getting to come back here after my wife, Minnie, and I became empty nesters, and then reconnecting with guys that I haven't seen, reconnecting with friends who had kids who were playing, that made it even more exciting. So it's been a fun few years, and seeing those guys at the games and people we grew up with come back, it's been real exciting this year for our community.
Well, and both those guys are really good players, aren't they?
They're very good players. We wouldn't be where we are today without Bradford passing the ball, and we wouldn't be where we are without Ashton running the ball. And the good thing is, I got asked this question earlier, Ashton just being a sophomore, we get to experience him a few more years, which will be great for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give you to Terry here, but if your wife took care of my mother's dogs, my hat's off to her. You married a good lady.
Those dogs were tough to handle, man,
I know for a fact. Terry?
Coach, what's it been like at DCA in the aftermath of the tornado devastation? How much more special does that make this opportunity, knowing that a lot of stuff over there had to be rebuilt?
Well, we're still doing it. You know, our goal is to get we're still on three campuses, our preschools at Hermitage Hills Baptist, our K through fifth grade is at what used to be Donaldson First Baptist, is now Donaldson Fellowship, I believe. So the goal is to get them back in January. And I'll tell you, got posed the same similar question after the tornado hit by Paul Feinbaum. And, you know, the way I answered is the way I've answered many times. When you look to a higher power for strength and guidance, you know, you got to have faith that things are going to work out. And, you know, with our bases here at DCA, you know, focusing on, you know, Christ-centered leaders in the community and, you know, really what we want our kids to be. This has been a learning experience for everybody, not only the kids, but the adults, where you got to, you know, our cafeteria right now is still a tent that sits out back of the school. We're serving lunch out of the concession stand. We have it brought in every day. So for the families who hung on and are still affording Christian school tuition, and to have faith, you know, what the Lord is going to provide in the coming months, it's been an incredible kickoff to the year. You know, people say football starts off great. You have a great start of the year of football. Well, we've had good football here for a long time, but this year has been really special. You know, the fact that it's our 50th year anniversary of our school, and the fact that in January we hope that pre-K through 12 are on the same campus, and to go into next week in a state championship game, you know, it's really, really special for our community.
And I'm going to throw you a different type of question. I know that Joe Dubin's son is a member of your team as well. Tell us a little bit about him, and what's it like having Joe around?
Well, you laughed after that question. So Joe's enjoyable. Joe has been a great parent. What I mean by that, he has separated his professional Joe with his dad, Joe. And if you follow him on social media, which there's thousands of people who do, he is a great dad. And, you know, when he's at DCA, he is a dad. He's not doing all the media stuff and the cut-up and stuff that he is. JJ's just a freshman. He's a big old kid. He's going to be a lot bigger than Joe was when he played in high school. And he's, you know, he's still trying to figure things out. He came to us as a middle school kid from the parochial schools, and he's still trying to figure out, you know, where he kind of fits in. He's a hard worker. He's quiet, believe it or not. He does not talk much. He's not shy, but he's a quiet kid, and he's very strong. So we're looking forward to the coming years when he can take over on the line. You know, the good thing right now is we have 11th graders who are 4-year starters, because when we moved them up as 8th graders back in that miserable year, they became immediate starters. So there's some experience ahead of him that in the next year or so will be out of the way for him to be able to make his mark on DCA football.
Paul, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Good luck.
George, appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Good luck, Paul.
Paul Wade, he's the head football coach at Donelson Christian. Big title game a week from Thursday in Chattanooga. Stat of the day next on the Plaster Radio Network.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Over the last month or so, you've been hearing me yap about Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night. I am thrilled to say that the November 29th event is virtually sold out. I am incredibly appreciative of that, and I love the fact that bowling brings out a lot of trash talk. Here's my buddy and Atlanta Braves color analyst, Jeff Francoeur.
Jeff, let's get to the important issue of the day, your level of bowling.
Gosh, I'm usually between a 160 and 180, but I'm telling you, I'm bringing the heat. There's no spin. As you can imagine, just like my golf and baseball swing,
right.
I'm letting it eat on that alley.
Here's what I want you to do. If you didn't sign up with a foursome but really like Last Minute Toy Store in the Martha O'Brien Center, you can make a contribution simply by going to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. That's celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are in the thick of the offseason, but so much news is coming our way that we have to keep going, right? On-track testing last week at Charlotte. We've got some qualifying news, all kinds of stuff. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, even in the offseason, right here.
Hi, this is Ross Chastain, and you're listening to The Final Lap.
Every single weekday, right here.
It's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Soul Tea, the organic hand-blended tea that's good for the soul. And now, here he is, George Plaster.
Okay, let's see how this goes. Terry McCormick will do the honors, and then Watson, you and I will flub it.
So what else is new?
And then Ray will gong us.
Gong.
Okay. We're actually going with baseball. Going with baseball here.
Okay.
Okay.
Should be right in my wheelhouse.
Should be.
Should be, but
okay. This one's been on the back burner for a little while, but as you guys probably remember, Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals hit 48 home runs this season, most ever by a catcher. Now, some of those were hit as a designated hitter,
right,
and other positions, but they still declared it as a record because catcher was his primary position. He hit 48 home runs. Who are numbers 2 through 6?
Catchers? Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Say this question again.
Okay. Most home runs hit in a season by a catcher. Salvador Perez with 48 set the new mark this year. Who are numbers 2 through 6?
Okay, Watson, let's you and I talk about this.
Yeah,
wouldn't Johnny Bench be an obvious that we got to put in there?
Yes.
Johnny Bench. Okay.
Out that one.
Okay, I'm gonna go a little off the beaten path here. How about Joe Torre? Same to you.
I'd say, what about Piazza? Piazza.
Excellent.
Right, Piazza.
No. What's that is that? Not the signal for.
What was that?
Yeah.
Does that mean he's. Oh, okay. Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
How many we got to get now?
You got three more.
Lance Parrish. Now, wait a minute. Is that not an intelligent guess?
It's a decent guess.
No, it's not a decent guess. It's a damn good guess.
You're missing a couple of obvious ones.
Oh, no.
Let's go way back, George. Who would be in the early years? Because catchers were really
Yogi Berra.
Did the Dodgers have
JT?
One?
You want to know?
Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs.
All right,
Dodgers.
Roy Campanella.
Roy Campanella, Dodgers.
Yes, I'll give you that one. All right, the other two, Todd Hundley.
Todd Hundley.
Yeah, wow, hit 41 for the Mets.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And, George, you're going to kick yourself for not getting this one. Javi Lopez.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, George.
Man, that was in the old wheelhouse.
Are you a Braves fan or not?
Oh, I'm busy putting a bowling event together. Jeez. Have you heard about it?
Can you not even get your own team right this day?
When do you ever help?
Well, I did today.
Congratulations.
We both got one today.
Right, and then you ripped me.
Well, it's a Brave, for God's sake.
Luke Cunningham, when we come back on the Plaster Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden issuing a rare remedy to the rise in gas prices. He says he'll release 50 million barrels of U.S. oil reserves to help offset higher prices until supply chain issues are worked out.
This is a problem, not just here in the United States, but around the world. The price of gasoline has reached record levels recently in Europe and in Asia.
Americans are traveling and gathering this Thanksgiving, but COVID cases are also on the rise. 31 states showing an uptick in cases. One of the hardest hit states is Colorado. Denver's Mayor Michael Hancock is issuing businesses what he calls a vax or mask mandate.
If they don't want to require masks, your businesses or venues can also implement a vaccine check before entry.
In Brunswick, Georgia, jury deliberations underway in the trial of three white men charged with fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery. This is ABC News.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soult.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soult.com/radio.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
And we welcome all of you into the 3 o'clock hour. Hope you're getting ready for a great holiday weekend. We'll be with you today and tomorrow. We won't be with you on Thursday and Friday. To which I say, yes, those 2 days off will be glorious. I was at Bridgestone Arena last night. That was an intense hockey game. Predators beat Anaheim 3-2 in a game with two teams that have been on the rise in the last month. Normally, that's what I'd want to talk with Luke Cunnan about. He joins us by phone. Luke, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. That was intense last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, they're a big physical team. In years past, I think they've just been known for being big, physical, kind of hard to play against. But now they got some younger, speed, skilled players, and kind of turning into an all-around, all areas, a pretty hard team to play against. And it was a good challenge for us, and we were really happy with the way we found a way to get it done.
However, enough of that. I want to get to the important stuff. You kind of let it out there earlier today. I knew about this. Most of our listeners probably did not. Luke Cunnan is a, and help me if I say this wrong, level one diabetic?
Type one, yeah.
Type one diabetic. Okay. And as such, has fought through some different battles to be a National Hockey League player than most who have gotten to that. Luke, tell people what it is you've announced here in the last 24 hours, and then we'll talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, so I actually announced it. We started at the beginning of the year. I just recently announced it probably, I want to say like a week ago or so. I started the Luke Cunnan T1D fund, which is type 1 diabetic fund. So I'll just kind of backtrack here and just start from the beginning. So I was 12 years old. I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and really knew nothing about it, never really heard of it before. I was in the at the doctor's office with my mom, and the doctor kind of told us, and I just remember I started crying. I didn't know what it was. I thought I was going to die, to be honest with you, because I didn't know. He's like, no, you're not going to die. And then the next question was, can I still play hockey? And he said, absolutely. So from then on, it was kind of, it wasn't too big of a deal for me. I just had to kind of figure out how to take care of myself, how to, you know, really just go to the hospital, learn everything there was to do. So, you know, started injecting myself, taking shots of insulin, calculating, you know, the foods, carbs I was eating, and taking shots and monitoring my blood sugars. And yeah, just really just figuring out how to live with type 1 diabetes and still wanting to do what I wanted to do, which was play in the NHL. And, you know, just a few days after being diagnosed, I was very fortunate. I got, being in St. Louis, BJ Crombie, being a player on the Blues at the time, called me, who has type 1 diabetes and he was playing in the NHL, reach out to me and just kind of talk me through some things. And really, it was that moment, I think, just seeing someone playing in the NHL, doing what I wanted to do, having type 1 diabetes, that was kind of a, okay, you know what, I can do it. And, yeah, so kind of went through my life with it, and just, you know, now being in a position where I can give back and really help kids and families that, you know, are type 1 diabetic families. And it's been pretty special. You know, right now we're in the early stages of things, but just to have kids and families, you know, no matter what they do, no matter if it's sports, if it's anything, just families and the kids that are diagnosed and are having it, just come to games and being able to chat with them and help them with anything out, and just seeing someone doing what they love to do at the highest level, just kind of hopefully it gets a message across that they can do whatever it is they want to do.
Luke, you may not know the answer. On the NHL level, how many diabetic players are in the NHL?
I'd say a handful. I'd say, you know, within organizations, I know for sure playing regulars in the NHL, 3 or 4, I think. But I'm not too sure how many, you know, within organizations, you know, in American League, East Coast, you know, not really sure. But, you know, Max Domi's a guy that plays on Columbus who has it. And I've been, you know, I talk to him every now and again just about it, things like that. But, you know, it's a small group of us, but it's pretty cool to see.
I admire the fact that, at least I think I'm accurate about this, that you are almost seeking out to be a role model for young kids that are fighting through this.
Absolutely. I mean, it's something that is very near and dear to my heart. Like I've said in numerous interviews and things I've talked about, it's something I've had to live with. My family's, you know, been a huge part of helping me do this, and I'm extremely lucky to be able to do what I do and play in the NHL, something I've dreamed about doing and was always the goal for me. So just to be able to help talk to kids, and, you know, whether it's just if they see me play and they think that's cool, if they're, you know, have a ton of questions, really anything, just to be a role model and just help in any way I can, it's pretty special for me, and it's something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, since you've kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit, have you had some people reach out and say, hey, I want you to talk to X?
Yeah, I'd say a lot of that started maybe when I was, you know, in Wisconsin, you know, more of a figure, I guess, playing college hockey, having it, you know, families, people, hockey, you know, how tight the hockey community can be, and just people reaching out. And just, yeah, anyone I talk to, I say, feel free. I give them my number. I say, feel free to reach out with any questions or anything. Just, it's such an easy thing for me to do. Like I said, that I'm passionate about. So, yeah, all the time I'll get, you know, I get messages all the time, whether it's friends, family, friends of friends. It's come up quite a bit, you know, just wanting to, you know, hey, can they give you a call, chat about it real quick? And it's something, like I said, that I'm always willing to do.
Luke, I may cheat and force you into about 3 or 4 minutes of a second segment, but I want to get it out there how people can donate to this and some of the particulars of what you've put out there. Watson, what do you got for Luke?
Luke, first, I've always been a guy that been a college player and a coach forever that believes that we're all victims of our environment. And I'm so passionate on the college kid up, and you've kind of mentioned this, especially when you get to the pros, of how you are role models, and you need to accept that as a professional athlete. It was really neat to hear you say that what really got you going was when you got the call from the professional player from the Blues. That's to me what it's all about, and I just hope all professional athletes would take that on themselves, not just when there's an issue like this, but in all ways to be role models, because it's unbelievable how these young kids, Luke, look up to you guys. And it's something that you need to take on and take responsibility for, to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think not only, you know, we get to do what we love, play the game we love, but like you said, you're given kind of a platform. You're given kind of that focal point. People are watching you. You kind of have that voice. And I think, you know, for me, it's not only just playing hockey and doing well like I want to do, and you have all these goals hockey-wise, but you also have I don't know what the right word for it is, but you kind of have the responsibility. For me, I look at it, you know, I was so lucky and able to have that conversation at such a young age. I think that always stuck with me, that I wanted to do that. I wanted to help. I wanted to give back. And, we have so many guys on our team who do so many things, with the community, with helping out kids, you know, you name it, the list goes on with, things that guys do. And this is just one for me that, like I said, I'm extremely passionate about and happy to do so.
Well, and then I'll finish it, George. I know we're kind of rushing here, but I would also say, Luke, and see if you agree with me on this, it's not just your words that matter. It's your actions that matter, too, because there's a lot of eyeballs on you. And once you become that athlete, I've always said it doesn't make you better than somebody, but it makes you special. You're special because you stick out, and these young kids look to that. And it's just very important for these athletes to watch how they handle themselves and not just the words that they say. Would you agree with that, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think actions definitely speak louder than words. And just, for me, it's nothing. I don't want this to be anything, you know, Luke Cunning this, Luke Cunning that. I just really want it to be, you know, any way I can help the kids, kids and their families, make life a little bit easier. If there's something I do that works for me that might help them, whether it's in hockey, whether, you know, things I had to deal with going to school and taking care of yourself, it's really just wanting to help in those ways.
Yeah. Terry?
Luke, first of all, you know, really commend you for coming out and talking about this and certainly being a role model for others who may be in that sort of situation. Want to say that. Let's talk a little hockey, though. The Predators have been playing really, really well over the last two or three weeks. What do you feel like has been some of the keys for really getting on this roll?
Well, I think just, you know, we had a few games there in Canada, what was Toronto, Montreal, where there was areas in our game, you know, we had talked about as a team after the fact that we need to, you know, kind of tighten up and get better at. And I think it just shows the group, we have video sessions, we go over these things, and you see the guys are really buying in and doing those and fixing those areas, and it's helping us have success. So, it's just everyone's buying in right now. We're doing the right things, and everyone's battling hard, working hard for each other. And like I said, I mean, we're just having fun doing the right things, and we're finding success. So it's good to see.
And what in the world has happened with Matt Duchene? He has been on fire during this time. You know, he was a guy that a lot was expected of, when he first got here, and it didn't quite work out that way. Had a little bit of an off year last year, but he has really turned it around.
Yeah, he's playing great. He's playing great for us right now. A lot of guys are, but, you know, Dutchie's, he's working really hard. He's playing the right way. He's doing the right things, and he's fun to play with, absolutely.
Yeah, what's he got now? 12 goals, fourth in the league in scoring.
Something like that. Yeah, he's hot right now.
Yeah. Okay, do this. I'm not going to carry you over into the next segment. But give people real quickly, I got about a minute, details of what you've done, and if they'd like to make a contribution, how can they do it?
Yeah, so if you go on the Preds website on the NHL, there should be a link to donate to the Luke Hunt and JDRF fund and the T1D fund, and all proceeds go directly to 100% of it goes directly to JDRF research to hopefully find a cure for type 1. And if you are able and willing to help, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Proud of you. This is good stuff.
Thanks a lot.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. You guys as well. Take care.
Okay, Luke. See you. Luke Cunnan, Nashville Predator. It is not all about on ice, but I'll tell you this. They got after it last night. That was an intense hockey game that had a little bit of a playoff feel to it. Who knows whether these teams get back together, but that's the way it felt. We'll take some phone calls. We'll also talk college football playoff when we come back.
For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about Soul-T. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking Soul-T today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show, save 25% when you go to soulteat.com/radio to get started.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Hey, Grizz Nation, let's get it. Come see your next-gen Grizz Friday at 7 as they take on the Hawks. Secure your spot today as the first 3,000 fans get a pair of Jaren Jackson Jr. slides. Get hyped, get ready to flock to FedEx Forum and get your tickets today. Call 901-888-HOOP or visit Grizzlies.com and hear every game on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio. The George Plaster Show, serving up the best sports coverage in Middle Tennessee from Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, let's talk a little college football playoff and understand I'm going to come at this from a really cynical angle. Because I believe tonight that the foursome, the four that will be in when they announce tonight, will be in this order. Georgia number one. I don't think anybody will argue that. Ohio State will be number two because they've earned the right to be number two. Alabama number three because they haven't earned the right to be number two. And Cincinnati number four, because if they're not in now, when the hell are they going to be in? That's my cynical point of view. Watson, anything different the way you see it?
No, I've got them exactly that way myself, George. But I think the next four is where it's really going to get serious. Because and my next four are Michigan, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma. And of those eight, George, think about this. In the next 2 weeks, six of those play each other. So it's this bottom four is going to have a whole lot to do with this thing in the next 2 weeks. Four of them of those eight play each other this weekend. And that being Michigan, Ohio State, and Oklahoma State and Oklahoma.
Okay. Terry, who are your four tonight?
My four are the same four that you guys have.
Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama,
and Cincinnati.
Cincy in that order.
Yes.
Okay. Let's toss a couple of things out there. Watson, what happens tonight if this committee, and there are a bunch of boneheads in this thing, they have come up with more gobbledygook, and that guy leading it puts out more pablum and more BS when ESPN interviews him than I have ever seen. Some of it's laughable. It's so stupid. Is there a scenario where Cincinnati gets screwed over again this week?
No. No, I don't think so. I think Cincinnati really helped themselves with a game Saturday. That one helped them. They had three in a row kind of just won. It sure wasn't pretty. And then this week they dominated a very good football team in SMU. So I think that game helped them and solidified them, George, in my opinion.
Terry, you think they're in tonight?
I do think they're in. You know, I think they're also helped by the fact that both the AC that three conferences are down. The ACC, the Pac-12 with Oregon's implosion on Saturday, and the Big 12. Those three conferences are kind of down. There's not a dominant team in any of those three this year, and I think that, as much as Cincinnati being unbeaten, helps their cause.
By the way, Utah just scored again about 2 minutes ago. Mm. They beat the ever-living crap out of Oregon. Watson.
Guys, the two I'd watch out for. Oklahoma State is pretty daggum good. And they got Oklahoma this weekend at home. And if they win that one, and if Ohio State were to lose to Michigan, that's where this thing could get hairy, George. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but I think Oklahoma State's going to beat Oklahoma. And that will push them up in there to where we're all waiting on that last one when Georgia and Alabama play the next weekend.
Okay, Watson, I'm going to throw some scenarios out there, and this comes from a very cynical point of view. I believe the committee is dying to figure out a way how to screw over Cincinnati. I've thought that all along. I don't think the fact that I'm now just openly saying that shocks anybody because I've been hinting at it for weeks. But I do wonder if Alabama were to get into the SEC title game and lose something like a 31-27, 38-35, an instant classic where Georgia comes away the winner, but boy, Alabama was right there. I believe there are people on that committee that truly would believe that Alabama, with those two losses, is more deserving than undefeated Cincinnati.
No way. No way. If Alabama goes to three tonight, no way. No way in the world. If they stay at two, you might have a point. They're not going to. They're going to be three tonight, in my opinion, and they lose to Georgia, they're out.
Okay, let's say they are two. Why should that matter?
Because that's telling you what they think of them.
Oh, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, when is enough enough? This love fest over Alabama.
I don't think it's going to matter. I just gave you a scenario where that it might, but I don't think it's going to matter. If they lose, nobody's getting in with two losses. Nobody.
But here's the other part of that, too. I don't know that they can get back to two if both they and Ohio State win this Saturday, because Michigan is going to be regarded as a better win than Auburn.
Oh, no, they're not getting back to two by beating Auburn. Auburn's lost their quarterback, so that's...
Yeah,
no.
The only way they get back to two is Georgia. If you beat Georgia or Michigan beats Ohio State for them.
Well, then maybe I need to ask it a different way. Is there a scenario where undefeated Cincinnati gets left out?
No, I don't see it, because there's too many people got to play each other. If they didn't have to play each other and they were all like Notre Dame and everybody wins, that might happen, George. But there's too many games against each other out of these top eight, and Cincinnati is not one of them. The one you better look out for is Notre Dame. You're talking about an easy road. They got Stanford and they're done, and they're going to be sitting there, 11-1?
But didn't Cincinnati beat Notre Dame earlier this year?
Yes, they did, but I'm just saying, I think Cincinnati's in. If they win out, I'm telling you now, Houston is no cupcake. They don't have an easy game left to play either. I'm not sure where that game's played. Is that on a site?
First of all, they go to East Carolina Friday,
right,
and then they host Houston for whatever the conference, AAC.
Okay, so they are at home.
Yeah.
That's a major advantage for them right there. It's not a neutral side.
Okay, Watson, let me ask this one about Notre Dame. Everybody's in a lather, right? Oh, Notre Dame's playing great. Notre Dame this, Notre Dame that. Does anybody on that committee, when it gets down to Notre Dame, say, wait a minute, we've put them in twice, they've embarrassed us twice, they haven't been competitive, why are we going to give them any benefit of the doubt?
They won't unless all these teams lose, George. But let's say Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma. Okay? Oklahoma's gone. They got two losses.
Right.
Then Oklahoma State loses in the championship game. They got two losses. Alabama loses in the championship game. They got two losses. I mean, this thing could turn into all these teams lose, and here sits Notre Dame, who's got a gimme game left. They're the one left in the top eight with one loss. They get bumped up. That's the way I see Notre Dame getting there.
Well, okay, let me put the scenario a little different. Through all the goofy stuff, Oklahoma State and Notre Dame both have one loss, and the committee has to pick one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I believe Oklahoma State is the more deserving, but you know as well as I do, Notre Dame's getting in.
No, I don't agree with that. I think if Oklahoma State wins out, they may be ahead of Notre Dame tonight. See, I'm more interested in seeing 5 through 8.
I agree with you. That's
one
where
through four.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's where the fun is going to be, unless Cincinnati gets left out tonight, and then you're going to have a riot.
They're not going to. They were too impressive last weekend. They helped themselves finally. Yay. You know I'm pulling for them. I mean, I coach there. I'm really pulling for Cincinnati. And they're in tonight. Now, I just don't see much way they get bumped out of it after they get in tonight, unless they lose, unless they blow a game somewhere.
And if that happens, they shouldn't be in because
they're going to fall out.
Yeah, their lack
eight.
Of strength of schedule will
yes,
then
we'll get them.
Eliminate them.
Yes, just like Wake Forest or some of these others that when it happened to them.
Would you agree that Ohio State – well, let me flip it. Michigan would have absolutely no chance Saturday if the game were in Columbus.
I mean, Ohio State looks a good bit better than them, George, anyway. I mean, I think they got to hope Ohio State doesn't play well. And they've got that bear on their back, man. They've not beaten them. And that is hard to do the first time. So I just – that one would surprise me if it happens. But, I mean, you're talking about a – I think Michigan tonight will be ranked fifth. That's what I think. I think they will be number five. So you're going to have 2 and 5 playing each other this weekend.
Watson, what happens if we end up with a slew of two-loss teams? In other words, teams like Ohio State or Michigan, the winner of that game loses in the conference championship game. Alabama loses in the conference championship game. The Oklahoma State winner loses in the conference championship game. Who do you think gets the benefit of the doubt if we have a slew, if we have Georgia, Cincinnati, and Notre Dame with 0 or 1 loss, and then we have a slew of 2 losses?
Right today it would be Alabama because they're going to be ranked the highest of that bunch.
And they'll go alphabetical.
Good one, Joe.
Wyoming has no shot, do they?
No, nor does Oklahoma State.
Or Washington. Or those poor boys, they're done. They're done. Alphabetical.
Oh, man. You like that one?
I like that.
I'm the gobbledygook that comes out of this
yes.
committee's mouth.
Yes. BYU saying we start with a B, not
right.
a Y.
Exactly. So, gosh, where was I going? I had something really good, and then my own stupid joke. This is what happens when you get old. You can't retain more than one at a time.
Let's throw this out. Let's say Ohio State wins, okay, this weekend, which they should. I don't even know how much they're favored, but I bet it's over a touchdown. Okay, Ohio State wins, and, of course, Alabama wins. In Cincinnati, let's say Alabama loses. If Oklahoma State wins, do they bump Cincinnati to 3 and Oklahoma State becomes 4? What do you think happens if Oklahoma State wins and Alabama loses?
They're never putting – this is really cynical. They're never putting Cincinnati above 4.
Because so you they think want, Oklahoma would pass Cincinnati in that scenario?
Probably, because
Oklahoma
I think
State?
They want Cincinnati to feel like they've got a disease.
Will they still feel that way when they join the Big 12 in a couple of years?
Hopefully not.
Oh, heavens, no, they won't. And I personally think that helps them now, that they're going into the Big 12. I think that helps them. I don't think anybody would admit that, but I think that helps them.
I don't disagree with that. I think you're probably right. It can't hurt.
Yeah. It's going to be fun, guys. This is the next 2 weeks is going to be fun because you all don't think there's anybody past the 8, do you? Baylor and Ole Miss would be my 9 and 10 right
yeah.
now. And I don't think they're either.
That's
one,
all
even
kind of
Baylor's
for show
just got
at this
one
point.
Loss. Yeah.
We're
I think
down
it's
to
between
8.
The top 8 there myself.
I'm looking for the spread, and
like I say, two of those. You don't realize now, guys.
I think it was like 8, maybe. You talking about Michigan, Ohio State? I think it was like 8 somewhere
yeah.
in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Think about it, guys. Two of those 8 leave this weekend. They're gone after this weekend.
Here's one to think about.
All those got one loss.
In January, Alabama boat raced Ohio State. Just took them behind the woodshed and said, we are your daddy. Is it possible today?
Oregon did, yeah.
Is it possible that Ohio State is now better than Alabama?
Oh, I would put Ohio State ahead of Alabama tonight. That's me.
If they played on a neutral site, who wins?
I think Ohio State beats them. Oh, okay. Yeah, I do, or I wouldn't be putting them up there. I think they're the better team.
We'll go to your phone calls, 615-844-5600. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Open the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
And in the midst of my cynicism, we have breaking news. Hey, Watson. Guess who just got a 10-year contract extension?
Who?
James Franklin.
Good for James. Good for James. That's the way it looked as it was coming through the weekend. There was talk of that. So,
okay, so, I mean, I think in good conscience, you can't sign a 10-year extension and then leave a month later.
No.
Okay.
I don't think you do that.
So we're going to take him out of the mix of Florida, LSU, Southern Cal. Now let's go back to those with this development. Florida sure looks like Lane Kiffin.
That would be my bet, unless Stoops wants to get back in.
The other name I keep hearing thrown out at Florida, and I think it's kind of a reach for them, is Billy Napier, Watson. I mean, but I just think they probably...
Why would that be a reach?
Well, I just think
He should crawl to go there.
No, I'm saying a reach for them to go to him. I think, you know, Florida usually goes and gets a big name coach, and Billy Napier has done it on the Group of Five level but hasn't done it on the Power Five level. Have you heard anything to that effect, Watson?
I think I'm hearing his name in the mix, but I think Billy gets one of these, Terry, this year. I think Billy gets one.
If he doesn't now, when?
Yeah, I think he gets one, and he's had opportunities, but I don't think he's taken them. Now, I don't know if it wasn't in this big Power Five level. Right now, I would lean him toward Virginia Tech, and he'd be my guy to go to when everything falls through at LSU, because he's right there in that state, and he's a Nick Sabanite. And that's what LSU's – that's why they're after Jimbo Fisher. How are we going to beat Nick Saban? We got to go get one of his boys to see if we can.
Would Ole Miss go after him if Kiffin bolted for Florida?
Absolutely. Yes, I think they would.
It'd be real interesting right now. Keith Carter is Ole Miss's athletic director, and he's a former basketball player at the school. I can remember when I was doing Vanderbilt games, Keith Carter torched us one night, made our life miserable. Watson, he's got to be sitting there, whether he's having any conversation with Lane Kiffin or not. He's got to be sitting there freshening up his list.
Oh, if he's not, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Of course he is. I mean, of course he is. And I would, if I'm the AD, I've already had a talk with Lane.
If you're...
And if that meant I had to throw something heavy at him, up his money, up his years, try to keep him, but at least get an idea of what he's thinking. I would think they've had that conversation.
Watson, with your AD hat on, how often does that happen where – there's rumor about your coach possibly going out the door, and you say, well, okay, here's a nice contract extension. Let's see how serious you are.
I've been through it big time, Terry, with Mike Anderson, if you all remember that name. Mike beat Kentucky when I was at UAB, and he was my basketball coach, and he beat Kentucky in the Sweet 16 to go to the Sweet 16. And man, did he get hot. He had Miami, Tennessee, Auburn. And that's exactly what we did. We upped him and kept him, and then I think after I left, he ended up going to Missouri maybe a year later or something. But I've been through that, and I'm going to tell you, that is not easy. That is a tough thing, because it's every minute it's something different.
Jeff in Murfreesboro, welcome.
What's going on, George?
Good.
I was going to say, they always say, Watson, ADs have a list of coaches before a coach leaves. Is that true?
Yes, Jeff, that is absolutely true.
And first of all, this is what Steve said about all these jobs interested. He said, I don't want that out there. I don't want that to be a distraction. I'd rather you talk about this when you're going to fire me. Now, I can only control trying to win and build a program here. I'm excited about building a program here and getting our program on the right track, where everyone worded. So he's not interested. He's not dumb. He ain't stupid. Okay, Scott Strickland's stupid. He worked for Mitch Barnhart. He should have learned something. He didn't learn nothing, so he didn't learn anything. But you know, a 34-15 ain't good enough for Florida. But, you know, it ain't. And like I say, they, you know, they've got 30 years of tradition. The only thing they were known for before Seasburg got there was Gatorade. That's about it. That's about all they's known for. This is creating Gatorade. Let us drink it every day when we get thirsty. That's about all of us. And all these other administrators are dumb too. But I did want to say, guys, they released the Joe Moore Award, the best offensive lines of the country. 13 of the finalists, three of them are SEC schools: Georgia, Arkansas, and Kentucky. 3 of the 13: Ohio State, Michigan State. 3 Big Ten schools: App State and Louisiana from the Sun Belt. That's 8 of them right there. So there's 13 of them. They're semifinals. They're going to do the name the winner December 7th. As far as the best offensive line in the country, and also Middle Tennessee basketball won today. Played in Cancun, beat Rider 60-54. They'll probably play Mercer tomorrow at 2 o'clock out in Cancun. They could get some sun before they come back to Murfreesboro and freeze to death 20 degrees. They tan off them when they come back. But hang in there, guys, and Stoops ain't going nowhere. He knows how good he's got it. He loves the fan base. He's going nowhere. See you guys.
I keep hearing his name at LSU. Not that he's going, but I think he's in that mix. And that's a credit to him. He should be in the mix of all those.
Oh, he should be being rumored.
He should be
a
in
bunch.
The mix of any of them, because I don't know if anybody. George, would you all say, who's done a better job? Throw out Nick Saban still. But who's done a better job? I'd put Kirby Smart there and him. Probably that's the two.
When you look at what he walked into, and where he's gotten them now for a nice little run. This hasn't been a 1 year.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Over time, I'm not talking about like Tennessee in this 1 year or what.
Right.
I'm talking about over time, would you not put him right there with Saban, Smart, and Stoops for the three?
Here's one of the things that, yeah. I mean, here's one of the things that goes on in the world we're in right now. There are some great jobs open, and you don't hear Hugh Freeze's name today in any of them.
Nope.
By the way, this weekend they got the crap kicked out of them.
They sure
by Billy Napier's team.
Billy Napier's team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't it interesting, Watson, how ADs, he was a hot commodity a year ago, but suddenly he has coaching cancer.
It's all timing, George,
yeah.
In these jobs. It's all timing, where you are at your time when these certain jobs come open. And it's a shame it's that way, because I absolutely don't think that's the way you ought to go about hiring a coach off of a one-year hot item, whatever. I just don't think that's the way you do it. But that's just me. There's a lot of ADs that don't think like that and that have been very successful.
And I think that's why a lot of these guys get to the next level, get to that Power 5 job, and they flame out and don't succeed is because I think because they were hired just because of one or two hot seasons, and then they got basically out of their element.
I agree 100%. But again, Terry, that's just my thoughts. I think a guy ought to be hired off of a fit. You fit this school. The things you are all about is what this school is looking for. That, to me, is what you go hunt as an AD.
It'll be interesting tonight. Watson, do they release a vote that says, okay, here are the top four, but number five was within this much of being number four?
I don't think they do, but that's a question that could be asked, and then they have to answer it. You'd like to think these guys that ask them these questions would do that.
Yeah. But you know how they answer.
I know that. I know.
I've watched. Gobbledygook. Okay.
Gobbledygook.
Final countdown is coming up next on the Plaster Radio Network.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-748-6805. 800-748-6805. 800-748-6805. That's 800-748-6805.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a prep legend of the week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
It may be the final countdown, but we've got some significant breaking news. Terrence.
All right, George, lots of things happening with the Titans here in the last couple of minutes. Roster moves like going out of style. The biggest of that is running back Adrian Peterson has been waived by the team.
There wow. you go. I told you, somebody was going to take over. Somebody's going to take over, and I bet you it's Foreman now.
Did you not think he ran pretty well Sunday against Houston?
I thought he did all right.
Yeah, both of you.
Yeah.
I said earlier I thought Foreman was the guy.
Yeah.
I thought he looked more like the Derrick Henry that fits what we do.
And they like this Hilliard kid that they elevated from the practice squad, and he played pretty well Sunday. Okay, more news.
More.
They have added defensive back Buster Skrine, who's not a bad player. I'm surprised he was out of the league, to their active roster, and re-signed outside linebacker John Simon. Okay. They have placed Chris Jackson and Marcus Johnson on injured reserve. Marcus Johnson's season would be done because he's been on injured reserve now twice. Kari Blasingame was designated for return. And then they made some signings to the practice squad. There are four names here, but I'm only going to give you one of them because that's the only one that you probably have heard of, but it's a big one. Golden Tate.
I like it.
I like it, too. I think it's a good move. I think it's a significant move. I think it says that Julio Jones and A.J. Brown are going to be out for a little while.
Yeah. And that's not good.
No. What do you think, Watson?
Yeah, they've got to bring in some more receivers, Terry. They've just got to. I mean, even when we get Julio back, we don't know how long he'll last. This goes all the way to last year now. This ain't just happened since he's been a Titan. This is what happened to him in his last year as a Falcon.
Oh, absolutely.
Next on the list, Jerry Rice.
There you go. Don Maynard.
Wow. Okay. How much time we got? Let's see what we got here before we end it. Okay, here's what we've got tonight. The Nashville SC playoff game is on television on FS1. A heck of a college basketball game. Number one ranked Gonzaga, number two UCLA. If it weren't in November, it'd get a lot more attention. It might be a heck of a game. 9 o'clock tonight on one of the ESPNs. It is ESPN. And in football, you'll be thrilled to know that the MAC is back. And, of course, as all of you know, once you go MAC, you can't ever go back. Buffalo at Ball State. Boy, talk about a team that's fallen off the wagon. It's Buffalo. And Western Michigan, Northern Illinois. So there are two college football games on tonight. Watson, underdog picks tomorrow. Behave
underdog
until then.
Tomorrow. I'll do my best.
Terry, you just behave, period.
I will try.
This is the Plaster Radio Network.